You'll never guess how many applications Pitch Black got.
Maybe you will, because like I put them in a headline.
WordCamp US has a new home starting in 2024, and it might be a home that's very near your home. Portland Business Journal releases a list of startups to watch. Radius has huge expansion in the Bay Area. And that topic that's popular with all you kids these days, the AI.
Let's get right into it.
This week, the big story, of course, was Pitch Black applications. Pitch Black, which takes place February 7th, 2024, received more than 200 applications from across the United States, more than 20 states, as well as Kenya. Everyone vying for a chance to stand on that stage at the Reser and pitch their concept. There are a number of local companies in the mix as well. I know it's important to Stephen Green, the founder of Pitch Black and lead organizer, that Oregon is well represented, but I'm sure we'll also get the opportunity to see some other folks from around the United States. Who knows, potentially Kenya if they can make the trip. Tickets are on sale now. They're $25, plus there's a processing fee. All of the proceeds go to the winners of the competition. I advise you to buy those tickets quickly, though. They're going fast already. Word around the campfire is they may already be half gone. So if you're interested in attending, please grab those tickets and I will let you know who's been selected to pitch on stage at Pitch Black 2024. Just subscribe. I'll tell you every week what's going on with all those folks and who's doing what. Artificial intelligence finally getting some traction, catching on here. We've seen a variety of companies. Now, there's Reclaim that's been doing it for a while. 60, Matt Ellis's new company. You got the other ones that I can't think of right now off the top of my head. I should probably put together a list of the compelling AI companies in town, but now there's a new meetup for folks who are interested in talking about AI. It's called AI Portland, oddly enough. And it seems to be a pretty popular event already, even though they haven't done an actual gathering yet. So if you're interested in AI, the first gathering is going to take place Thursday, January 11th in the evening. It's free to attend. Highly encourage you to show up. Reminds me a lot of Mobile Portland back in the day, where folks were excited about mobile. They started the Mobile Portland Gathering, Jason Grigsby. This feels like kind of the same thing, potentially about AI. Are you familiar with WordPress? It powers like 95% of the internet. Nah, I know, that's absolutely not true. But it does power probably nearly half of the web in terms of websites, content management systems, Tumblr's in the mix with that too. All those kind of things. Now granted, that's automatic. But WordPress is still a significant platform. And the biggest gathering in the US for WordPress aficionados is WordCamp US. It's an annual gathering bringing all kinds of people from the WordPress ecosystem together to talk about things and share ideas and basically just be around one another and build community. And in 2024, there's a new home for WordCamp US, and it's right here in Portland. It's nice to see the events starting to come back, the major tech events coming back to town. That's right, WordCamp US is coming to Portland for 2024. Be thinking about talks you can give, be thinking about potentially attending. You got until September, but I am super excited to have it here. It's no secret. I've been running Silicon Florist on WordPress since day one. So that's more than 16 years. I've been using that platform for just Silicon Florist. I had previous blogs before that. And I'm super excited. It'll be great to have folks here in town. I think we have an opportunity to really show off Portland in all its glory, especially that time of year. So get ready. I'll keep an eye on it and let you know when submissions are due and what speakers are going to be there. But coming up in September, WordCamp US, right here in Portland, Oregon. Looking forward to having those folks. Our friends at the Portland Business Journal, Malia Spencer, hey Malia, released a list of 13 startups to watch in 2024. You know, it's the end of the year. It's list time. It's put the list together and talk about lists and list things that happened or list things that may happen, or list companies that were cool, or list companies that are going to be cool. So it's one of those lists, a bunch of companies on there, but I'm not going to rattle off all the companies because I don't want to steal their thunder, but trust me, it's well worth the read. There are going to be some really familiar faces in there, and then I think probably a few companies you may not have heard of that Malia Spencer, Portland Inno, and the Portland Business Journal all believe we should be keeping our eyes on in the coming year. I, for one, believe we should be keeping our eyes on all of the startups. But, you know, it's nice to have a list. So go look at it. Check it out. See who's on there. One of the most active investors in Oregon is Oregon Venture Fund, which these days is a big traditional venture fund, as well as an annual kind of rolling fund. They raise a fund every year. They also have a larger fund out of which they invest. You know, where did the Oregon Venture Fund come from? What's the origin story there? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Eric Rosenfeld, one of the co-founders of what was Oregon Angel Fund back in the day, detailed the origin story of where the idea came from, what the inspiration was, and how the Oregon Venture Fund became what it is today. So it's a super interesting read. I, for one, am always a fan of people understanding the history of where these things came from, why people were inspired to start them, and, you know, maybe it might provide a point of inspiration for somebody to start a new fund or several new funds. So for more on the backstory of the Oregon Venture Fund, make sure and check out that post. Portland Startup Radius, full disclosure, Pi alum, I'm the co-founder and general manager of Pi. They started in Portland. They expanded to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They've recently expanded to the Bay Area. If you're not familiar with Radius, it's very much a Airbnb model, but for really cool workspaces. So if people have an ADU that they rent out as an office, or maybe they have a whole house that they rent out as a workspace, those folks list those on Radius, and then you can take the opportunity to book those for a day or for an offsite or what have you. But the good news from Radius's perspective is they've opened up operations in the Bay Area, and over the past months, those listings have grown by a third. So they're seeing significant traction in the Bay Area. It's a model that people there understand with Airbnb and that kind of thing. But for now, this is amazing growth in the Bay Area for Radius. So congratulations to them. Make sure and keep an eye on them and keep you up to date when they open up their next cities. This is a more national story from Pew Research, but are you curious as to where the teens are spending their time on social media? It's literally right here if you're watching the YouTube. They're spending all their time on YouTube and TikTok. Instagram, still pretty popular with the teens, but basically video-based formats are where the teens are spending the bulk of their time, but it's well worth your time to read the Pew Research report so that you have a better understanding of where this next generation of consumers and web users and mobile users are spending their time on social, so you know where to interact with the folks that you would like to be chatting with or sharing time with or sharing content with. Besides, who doesn't like a Pew Research report? There's nobody that doesn't like Sarah Lee. I don't know. But go read the report. Interested in your feedback. I know the kids like the YouTube. I was pretty much aware. I just didn't really know to what extent they seemed to love the YouTube. And that's really it for this week. Like now maybe things are starting to slow down. And I hope you seriously get some downtime too. Hopefully I was able to keep this all under 10 minutes because that's what I'm trying to do. Get some rest and be ready to start 2024 off on the right foot. It'll wait till next year. Take some time. Take some time to recover and recoup. I'll be here next Friday. Don't worry. I'll be here. Keep you entertained. Keep you knowing what's going on in the Portland startup community. Hang in there. Please take care of yourself. And until we get the chance to hang out again, please keep up the good work.